From the palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the internet overlooking the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whichever the case may be, I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm glad that you have joined us today. Dubious Intent Plus is brought to you by CheapLubes.com. CheapLubes.com, your one-stop shop for all of your personal lubrication needs. Make sure you check them out at, surprisingly enough, CheapLubes.com, and make sure you use the offer code DIPLUS upon checkout. Welcome to Dubious Intent Plus. I am Daniel Brewer.
Did you say that already? I'm Adam Burns.
But see, and then it repeats. I'm trying to refine our intro.
Welcome to Dubious Intent.
I'm trying to refine our intro. Do you have a problem with that? Hey, I know I'm trying to make the show a better experience for the listeners.
I appreciate that. I really do. I think that CheapLubes.com probably really appreciates all this free.
What do you mean free?
What are they sending you checks?
Yeah,
bitch.
As the executive producer of Dubious Intent Plus, I take my 99% cut.
See, I never understood what all those titles. So what's my title then?
Your title would be Sweater Monkey.
Sweater Monkey. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm Key Grip number 3.
You are an unpaid intern.
Oh. Key Grip number 5. What is a grip anyway?
A grip is a person that moves something on set.
So, well, I know a grip is something that you grip things with.
Right, but I'm just saying like the key grip is the main guy that's in charge of moving scenery or moving props around.
Were they just sitting around one day and they thought, you know, Bob really needs a title. And so I think, what should we call him?
Let me look at that website for you. What's it called? LetMeGoogleThatForYou.com.
I'm just making conversation here. I have like 3 computers in front of me. I'm sure I could Google, but I'm just saying, seems like to me they were just sitting around one day and they were like, you know what? What does he do? The hell does he do all day long?
He grips stuff.
He grips things.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, hey, we're going to call Bob a grip.
That's right.
And then when he got a promotion,
he was the key
like,
grip.
Right. Not only are you a grip, but you are the number one key grip.
But the real question is when he got the new title of key grip, did he get more money? Or was it just one of those, I'm going to give you a new title and now you can feel special? I don't know. You know what? There's probably numerous people in our audience that know the answer to the origins of the word grip. But as no one ever calls our fucking voicemail number, we can just eliminate anyone calling and shedding some light on that.
Do we have a voicemail number? I'm not even sure.
You know
anymore.
What, Adam? We do. In fact, it's 2x2 DI plus, I believe, which is a phone number that we went and got at no small effort on our part in order to get
a new mic number. Trials and tribulations.
It did. We had
a lot of screaming back and forth.
What was it? What were the other choices that we had? I think we had a Honey Badger. You could call Honey Badger.
I don't know about all that. All the different choices and numbers. I looked for that one specifically. I'm just talking about you had to like run across the street, grab a neighbor's telephone,
right?
You know, say I'll bring it right back,
right?
You know, come over here, then come back to your place, the palatial Pride 48 Studios.
You know, now don't go mocking the palatial Pride 48 Studios. These are very, very nice studios. Why would you mock them?
Yeah, earlier whenever we started,
which time? Because we started,
so to speak.
Like 5 times.
I don't mean when we started recording.
Oh,
I mean earlier when I started the hangout and we started talking or whatever, you had like some waterfall behind you or something. So
I was trying to, although these are palatial studios, you know, the palatial Pride 48 studios that you and I are both recording from right now. Jesus, it's like you've never experienced theater of the mind, Adam. See, we're pretending as though we're in very palatial studios.
Oh, I see.
As if we are a well-oiled, well-honed entertainment, machine.
Well, yeah, but you get the big part of the room. You get like the gigantic, you know, with the cushy sofa and the big like mm-hmm. Dr. Evil chair and
yes.
all of that stuff. And I get like a booth.
Well, but that's because of our titles. I'm the executive producer. I get the executive producer chair.
I mean, I think it's like you think I'm going to release some kind of bodily fluids or something, so I have to have plexiglass between you and I. I don't know what the deal is.
It has nothing to do with that. It's really for your own safety. So it's kind of like, you know, when you leave Home Depot or something, it's like, for your safety, all your bags will be searched. It's like, yeah, for my safety?
What, do they have to make sure that you're the right age to use whatever it is that you have in your bag?
I don't know. Excuse me, sir. What do you plan to do with these wire cutters? whatever. So anyway, how are you, Adam?
I am doing fabulous. I'm busy at work, and my computer is still broken. But other than that, I'm good. No fleas.
I think
we're all good with that.
Well, that's certainly going to put a hamper on some of the jokes in the GroupMe chat room.
I hate those people. No, I don't. But I mean, seriously, you could tell when everybody who's in the GroupMe listened to the show, because all of a sudden it was like, and none of the jokes were about you, might I add. It was like, well, I guess we're going to have to import some fleas to Vegas to, you know, make Adam feel comfortable. And there was some other joke that was going around, too, about me.
I believe it was about your uncle. And taking a run with you, but here I do have a question though, because I don't. For those of you who don't know, we use a free service called GroupMe that does text messaging across all phones. So if your phone is SMS capable, then you can use GroupMe to basically do group text messaging. Now it's interesting because I'm not a huge texter. I mean, I do text. You know, it's easier than calling and stuff, but I'm relatively conservative about the number of messages that I will put in. And I noticed that several people in that GroupMe room just really, really like to send out texts. Like, I believe today there was 6 messages in a row from you. And they were like, they were just like one sentences. They were like 30 seconds away from each other. And you have to understand, there's 26 people in that room. So every time you do that, 25 phones across the United States go bleep, bleep, bleep.
Well, you know, I thought about it. It was because I'm used to like chat rooms and stuff like that where, you know, I mean, it's not actually vibrating someone's phone necessarily or whatever, and you're talking, and people talk to me, and that's just the way I normally chat. So if someone says something to me and I have 6 different thoughts in a row, I'm not going to compose them into a big long paragraph and then hit send.
Well, I tried to think about that. Well, I tried to explain to the people. I did help some people out because a lot of people were muting themselves for that very reason, and I was trying to point out to them that inside the GroupMe app, if you have an Android or an iPhone or a BlackBerry, you can download the GroupMe app.
Did you tell them they could ignore me specifically?
No. What I said was you can set the notification sound that GroupMe uses can be set in the app. And one of the choices of the notification sounds is silence. So you can have it just not make a noise. And if you're using Android, like myself, you still get the notification icon up in the bar. So if you're looking at your phone, you can see that somebody's been saying something, but it's not continually. Because you people tend to text a lot at the time that I'm asleep.
Well, you see, I'm just going to send out a message to everyone and say, I'm so sorry that I have hampered everyone's lives by chatting on this thing.
Why would you do that? So just wait for them to listen to the show. Wait for them to listen to the show. And then they will say, oh, Adam, we accept your apology.
Yes, all 25 of the listeners that we have who are also on GroupMe.
They will all accept your apology.
Yeah, well, you know, and I thought about it and I noticed it was only me. You didn't bring up anybody else. I mean, maybe there was someone else that was...
You know what? And I there was a discussion that I had with some friends the other night, and they said that I am an asshole.
But the thing is, well, yeah, I would... No.
And the reason that I singled you out is because you're here. So I'm not going to mention other people's names who aren't here to defend themselves.
And you've got me locked in the booth, so it's not like I can do anything. I can't punch you or
now
anything.
Now you
like
understand
that.
the logic behind the plexiglass booth.
I kind of like to consider myself to be in a booth only because I'm listening to this new podcast and one of the co-hosts, for some reason, the guy refers to him as in the booth. And I just think it's cool. I like to, I don't know.
Over in the booth. In the booth, Adam Burns.
That's right. That's right. How they do it. He's like, and, you know, joining me today in the booth is so-and-so. I don't know why. I think that's cool. I just do.
Well, you know, during Pride 48, you and I are basically going to be running the boards for all the shows.
I figured something
so,
like
so
that.
So we will basically be in the booth.
You know, between the two of us, and I used to have such respect for you. Actually, I still do have such respect for you. But
now who's being an asshole?
in recording with you, you know, I used to have these, and I know I've mentioned this before on the show, but I had this picture of you sitting there with like this $1 million console, like everything working perfectly, like you just hit a button and, you know, angels, you know, pride, basically, or whatever. And now that I've recorded you for some, you know, 6 or 7 shows, I realized you have just as many technical difficulties as I do, and a lot of them are unexplained, just like me.
So they're not unexplained. I just didn't figure them out.
Huh?
I mean, there's an explanation for it. I just don't know what it is. That's all.
Well, but I mean, like, you know, I swear my mixer is demon possessed. And I don't mean the one that I bake cookies with or cupcakes. I mean the audio mixer.
And that's the one that you're going to be bringing to Vegas. Excellent. Wonderful.
Anyway, you're an asshole.
Apparently I am. I'm an asshole. And I'm 44 years old. I'm an asshole. And I'm happily married. I'm bachelor number 2. I don't know what that is. Okay.
And I like walks on the beach.
I like being clouds.
So was there a point to them saying that you were an asshole, or you just wanted to mention that?
No, you would have let me finish. Oh, see, but that's what makes me an asshole. Is they're saying that when I pick on you, when I say like, oh, listeners, now go get your drinks and, you know, this is going to be the boring part of the show or whatever, that I am basically being an asshole. But what they don't necessarily see is the fact that I hope at least that you know that I'm kidding and that, I mean.
I do know that you're kidding.
We do see each other on camera.
I do have to point out that the only comments that I heard, even though they were making fun of me, mm-hmm. were about the parts of the show where I was talking.
Correct.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but you know, I mean, so my stories obviously were interesting to someone, even if I was the butt of the joke.
I'm okay with that. Your stories were very nice.
I'm okay if not a bit creepy. So I like sex. So what were you going to tell me about sex?
Now you're learning how to segue like me.
I'm trying. See, I'm reading your book.
How to Segue by Daniel Brewer.
Right.
1001 Segues by Daniel Brewer.
And I'm going to move on to How to Be an Asshole next.
Right. So I put sex on the list of things to talk about because the other thing that I heard in a conversation with some friends was that they enjoy the show, but they don't like the sex talk. And, you know, at the time, because you're in a conversation with friends or whatever, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, well. And I, you know, whatever, Adam's single, and he likes sex. Who doesn't like sex? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, everyone has sex, and nobody necessarily wants to hear about it and stuff. And I've been thinking about that for a couple of days now. And so I finally decided to put it on the list because I want to talk about it. What is people's hang-up with sex? It's kind of like, it's not like we're producing a video porn podcast. I mean, I think the most risque things that we have said about sex here have been about blowjobs or something like that. I mean, we're not graphically sexual, I don't think.
I don't recall us going into any sort of detail about sex. And if anyone listened to maybe none of these people listened to my prior show because...
Or maybe they did listen to your prior show and then they're just coming away with that kind of a stigma.
I don't know. And I've really tried to tone it down because I'm a very sexual person and I talk about sex. I talk about, obviously like not at work and stuff like that, but I just talk about sex a lot. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, people only talk about sex who don't get it. And that's not true with me, but
I find the opposite. You know who I find talks about sex a lot?
People who have a lot?
No, well, or people who are in open relationships, because that seems to be the entire basis of the relationship. And that's like all they seem to, you know, you go out with a couple that has an open relationship and it's kind of like, okay, well, we're not interested in sleeping with you, but you're another gay couple. So we're interested in talking to you. And then inevitably it comes across as, you know, oh, there was this kid once that we had over and blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of like, it's weird and uncomfortable because it's like, well, we're not going to have sex with you. Is there other things we can talk about?
Right. Well, I really have tried to tone it down.
You know, but I'm trying to say I don't necessarily think you should tone it down. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm just trying to understand why people are hung up on sex.
Well, I mean, my opinion of it is that people need to get whatever's up their ass out of it. It's just sex. And I don't. OK, so I've talked about this a lot and I don't want to piss anyone off or offend anyone. I love all of you.
But you know well enough, doing a podcast for as long as you've been doing, as long as I've been doing podcasts, you cannot please everyone.
No, I know. But what I want to say is, I do not understand gay people sometimes. And maybe it wasn't a gay, but I don't know who told you that they didn't like sex. It could have been a woman, could have been a straight woman, lesbian. It could have been an old gay man, young. I have no idea. But
it was Stephen from Wisconsin. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Was it really?
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
He likes sex, doesn't he? Anyway, so I don't know. Stephen may hate sex. I don't know.
We could ask him to call into 2x2DI+, but he'll never do it. So
whoever it was that didn't like the sex talk, you know, I don't want to offend them by saying Stephen likes sex. But anyway, I have found that there are a lot of gay men out there that for some reason have this big, like, you can't talk about sex and you can't, you know, be a slut, or, you know, you can't, I don't know. They just have this hang up, like, and I don't understand it because I just don't. I don't know what to say about it.
Right. But I think that was my question. And in defense of the person who made a comment, and it wasn't like this was an entire conversation, this was really just kind of an offhanded remark. It just kind of stuck with me. But in defense of the person, it wasn't that they don't like sex. Excuse me. It's that they didn't necessarily want to hear about other people having sex, which
we're going to have to install that cough button for you.
I have a cough button. It's just that one snuck up on me.
Oh, I see. Well, okay. Without pointing out who it was this a male or a female?
It was a female.
Okay. Well, and I don't know much about the females. I don't usually pander to the female audiences all that much. So I'm going to have to start taking a poll from the female listeners. You know, what works for you? What doesn't?
Right.
And we should probably talk about emotions more.
How does that make you feel, you know, Adam?
Walks on the beach. You know, things like that.
How does that make you feel, Adam?
I'm sure the women will like that. Well,
it's
I really would like to be hugged
for
by
the
my mother.
Dating game. Oh, sorry. That cut off really quickly.
Well, I wish I had an answer. You know, some people, everyone has a right to their own opinion and what they, obviously everyone has their own things that they like. I just have to say that my goal is to always kind of be myself. And so I just kind of be myself. And myself talk about sex a lot.
Well,
so.
I am completely on your side. I just, again, I'm not trying to make this into anything more than it was. I'm just curious as why some people are just...
I wish I knew, Daniel.
Out of all the things, but you could extend this because there's other people that have been offended by things that I've said. And when I find out what it is that they're offended by, I think back to all of the horrible things that I've said on podcast over the years. And I'm like, really? That was the thing that sent you over the edge? Really?
Well, if you listen, I mean, our goal is to be funny and maybe a little bit, you know, over the edge occasionally, because we're trying to elicit, you know, a response of some sort from people. We're not necessarily a news show. We're not, you know, we're just kind of a, hey, this is fun to listen to, whatever, you know.
Correct.
So, I mean, if we were on the radio and we were trying to attract listeners on the radio, we'd be like Howard Stern or, you know, something like, no, I'm not saying that we're trying to go that far, but I'm saying look at like a Howard Stern who has women like queefing on air, you know. Is that how you say that?
I don't really know or want
well,
to
anyway,
know.
You know, who has women competing in like queef Olympics and stuff like that? And, you know, I mean, we mention sex occasionally. So, in fact, I can't even remember what we've said about
okay,
sex.
You're getting very defensive and you don't need to. All right. So, let's move then from the world of sex to the world of dating.
I hope we didn't lose that listener. I love you.
You see,
whoever you
see,
are.
Listener. He loves you.
I love you. I'll try to come. You know, I don't even know if I need to talk about this.
You know what? You know what? I'm lying. It's not a female. It was your uncle. Anyway,
oh,
no.
I can't talk about this next topic because it's about a date.
Well, that's not sex. That's a date.
Well, I don't want to say that. That makes me sound like a slut. A lot
actually,
of
you know what? You know what though?
Sex.
In your defense, because if you had sex with this person on the first date. In your defense, I am coming now to your defense in order to combat the view that I'm an asshole. Robert and I have been together for almost 8 years, and we had sex on the first date. So,
well, and I've told people, and Joey, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, I said it correctly. Joey actually made a comment to me on the GroupMe when I was talking too much that he thought that I was not going to date anymore. And I have made the comment that I had two dates. That's it.
You made
no
that
more.
Comment on this very show, Adam, that you were
yeah,
done
right.
with dating.
So Right. So I just have to say, I was on Grindr, which is not the place that you look for dates. I understand that. But yes. I started talking to this guy, and his profile says that he's British.
Yes.
Which I really love British guys. I lived in England for a year. I have two exes that are British. I have a sweet something, sweet tooth for Brits. Whatever you want to say.
You have a spotted dick tooth.
Oh, I always hated that.
A bangers and mash tooth. A mushy peas tooth.
Right. So I was just interested. I was intrigued. He's young, which I like. Not too young, but young. And we got to talking. He's a choir director. He's into music. I don't know. He just seemed intelligent and whatever. So we're going out on a date on Saturday. I don't have much to say about that. And he's uncut.
Now, have you already you've already met him?
No, I have not met him.
Oh, well, then
we talked on Grindr.
Oh, okay. So you haven't had sex yet?
No, we have not had sex.
You're just going on a date.
But I mean, that's a question that you ask on Grindr, you know, are you cut? Are you uncut? Top or bottom, you know?
Okay.
It's not the dating game. I mean, it's not, you know, we didn't have that.
Wait, I can do the dating game. Here we go. So, like, if we were going to recreate your Grindr thing, then it would go something like this. Hello, chap. I'm British, and I direct a choir.
I love choir directors. Hey, are you cut or uncut?
I'm spotted dick. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
something know. Like that. Exactly. Well, you know, when you're having a conversation with other slutty gay men, I mean, because whatever. I mean, they're the prudes out there. But, you know, sexual stuff will come up. You want to make sure that you're kind of compatible just in case that were to happen.
No, I understand that.
I mean, so I know that. And, you know, some pictures get exchanged occasionally, you know, just so you kind of know what you're working with.
Right.
And so
you make this sound like I've never, I mean, did I also mention that Robert and I met on gay.com? So it's not,
I don't know if you've ever mentioned that, but who uses that anymore?
Well, again, this was 8 years.
Does it even exist?
This was 8 years ago, Adam.
That was back when we had to go up the hill both ways to get the internet.
Before we had the Grindrs and the Adams and the other type of things. All right. So let's talk, before it gets too late here, let's talk about Vegas. So we're going to Vegas. Everyone, I hope, already knows that. But we do actually now have our time slot. So we have our assigned time slot. We are going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, September 17th, live from the beautiful Luxor Casino and Resort in Las Vegas.
I know nothing about Eastern time zone. All this Eastern time zone crap that we're all saying, I have no idea what time that's going to be. Not only am I confused because I'm in the Central time zone,
yes,
but I'm also confused because I'm not going to be in the Central time zone when I'm in Vegas. I'm going to be in the Mountain time zone.
No, you're going to be in Pacific time zone. Oh. So Vegas is Pacific time. So we, Dubious Intent Plus, will be at 5 p.m. Pacific. It will be at 7 p.m. Central time and 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Is that early enough to talk about sex?
Sure.
Oh.
And we're going to be followed by the aforementioned Joey from Cocktails and Cream Puffs. So Cocktails and Cream Puffs will be following us. And then after that will be the Big Gay Sex Show, which I believe you are going to be guesting on.
So I want to play something right now.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, I have been asked to be on the Big Gay Sex Show. And it's all, let me tell you, it has nothing to do with sex, even though it's a Big Gay Sex Show.
Yes.
It is all very clean. But anyway, I'm going to play this. This is a promo that they are distributing around the internet.
On the internet?
For my appearance.
Hello?
Hey, Luigi, it's Adam.
Adam? Help me out.
You know, from the Dubious Intent podcast, you know, with Daniel Brewer.
Who?
Now, should I be offended that he doesn't even know who I am? How dare you?
Maybe you should be.
How dare you, Ouija?
Never mind. I was on the Adam and Maddie show.
Oh, that Adam.
Right, yeah. So I just wanted to let you know that if you come and do the final Big Gay Sex Show live from Vegas, I'm going to come on and get naked. Hello? Hello?
He hung up on you.
Hello?
I have no idea why he hung up.
Because I said the word come three times in 30 seconds.
Here they ask me to come on the show.
Yes.
not literally come on the show and get naked. And I'm trying to lose weight, and I'm probably looking all fat and nasty and everything.
Well, you'll be happy to know that the Big Gay Sex Show is the last show on Saturday night from Vegas.
It should really be like Thursday night so that I can like starve myself the week before, and then I can get naked, and so whoever's going to see me is going to see me, and then I can eat.
Right. That you know what? And if you wanted to eat, you could enter into the Pride 48 raffle contest for only $5 an entry. Every $5 you donate to Pride 48 gets you an entry. So if you donate $5, that's one entry. If you donate $10, that's two entries. $15, three, et cetera, et cetera. But up for grabs in our raffle, because we have upgraded it since we last talked, up for grabs in our raffle are two sets of two buffet tickets. $20 per ticket. So that's $40 each for each of those prizes, and dinner for two at Tender Steakhouse. So what will happen is we'll put all the names in the hat, and the first person that gets drawn will get to choose whether they want the steak dinner or whether they want the buffet tickets, and then the remaining prizes will go to two additional winners. So three winners total for the big Pride 48 raffle. It's going to happen Thursday night in Vegas, and I am told by Big Fatty that if you're not going to Vegas, you can still enter the raffle, and if your name is John and you're not in Vegas, you will get a prize from the Big Fatty Prize Vault.
Well, I may not donate. I may just wait and see who wins and then offer sex to anyone who gives me their other dinner.
There you go. You will work for food.
I will.
Is that what you're saying?
I will definitely work for food. Who wouldn't work for food? I mean, and if you're going to eat, you got to work it off.
Right.
Well, so this is a news story, but I have to play this audio. But I want to preface this by saying that you and I don't even know if it was on the show, but you and I had a conversation about how no one actually laughs at your jokes. Like,
yes, correct.
Or at least, I don't know if it was no one. Maybe it was just me and Wes.
I'm no longer accused of being an asshole, the exact comment is that I enjoy recording Walkahol with Gene more than my other two podcasts because Gene actually laughs at my jokes. That was the comment.
All right. Well, so there's this news story, and you may have seen this, and you may tell me, oh, this is old, and three other podcasts have covered it. But anyway, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, that's really old. He's already covered it. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, you're such an asshole.
I know I am. We've established that. Move the show forward.
But anyway, so he's covering a news story, and I'm going to play this. Hopefully, it will work. We will see.
We'll take off. So Depardieu created his own little jet stream, or as the French would say, oui, oui. When I first heard this story this morning, I thought there was no way it was real. But the airline CityJet confirmed it beyond any shadow of skepticism. And by that, I mean they vaguely tweeted about it. Quote, as you may have seen on the news, we are busy mopping the floor of one of our planes this morning. We'd also like to remind all passengers that our planes are fully equipped with toilet facilities. CityJet. I would have guessed he flies Incontinental. Sorry. That made me giggle every time I read it. He hasn't commented on this incident.
He giggles like a girl.
Depardieu. I know you got it, but...
giggles like a little girl.
All right. Sorry. Sorry, this actually never happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You always see this sort of thing on YouTube and you don't think it actually happened to me. All right.
Anyway.
It's Anderson Cooper laughs like a little... Not that there's anything wrong with it. I just wanted to make that clear. I love Queenie Guys, but that's... You know, he's always not publicly admitting he's gay, even though he has a live-in boyfriend. But
speaking of Anderson Cooper, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but we've only done like six shows. So when I was in high school or junior high, we had this news program that we would watch every morning called Channel One. They actually, the government
Channel
paid
One.
Or somebody paid for like all these TV sets and a satellite and all this to be installed in our schools.
Right.
And there was a news network that just did news for schools, and he was an anchor on Channel One. And I always used to think he was so hot.
Possible. So we all love seeing Anderson on the scene. We dug up some early footage.
When am I here?
I didn't do it. They did.
No,
some early footage of Anderson trying to prove himself as a daring young reporter. Now, you look ageless, so can you imagine how young you're going to look in this?
Yeah. I haven't seen this.
You look 15, so here we go. Take a look.
Everywhere you go in Sarajevo, you're surrounded by snipers. There are hills all around, and you can hear shots ringing out all the time, like that one.
Oh, it is. You can't see the video of this, but yeah, that's like Anderson Cooper on Channel 1.
That was kind of close.
I used to think he was so hot.
He does. He looks like a new wave dude from the 80s.
He was on there, and so was Lisa Ling. I don't know if anybody knows who Lisa Ling is, but she was on The View for a while. She started on Channel 1 as well. So,
well, there you go. Yeah, he looks like he's 12 years old on that clip, except he still has gray hair. So
I'm gonna isolate that audio just of him laughing, and then anytime you say anything where it would be appropriate for me to laugh, I'm just gonna play.
Oh, there you
laughter.
Go. So it'll be just like Anderson Cooper in there. All right. So I have a clip before you go into the news. I have this clip because you know it has been my mission in life to keep people apprised of internet memes, because you know it's really sad that I try to make jokes about memes and nobody ever knows. Like, it was years before anyone ever knew that Chocolate Rain, but you know, hopefully everyone has now caught up with that.
Well,
so I
the
just
role
wanted...
of Key Grip was already taken, so you had to be the meme.
That's right.
Guy.
I am the meme grip. So here's the this week's internet meme. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
This is the original news source.
3 miles down the road is the Yalas River.
Nobody can cross it. It's only who understand it. Like a fisherman and a fisherwoman who can swim. If you cannot swim, trust me, you're going to send them a span.
If you cannot swim, nobody crosses. Nobody can cross the river.
Oh, see, this is everything on YouTube and you don't think.
All right, so that was the original news thing. So here is the actual internet meme. So it was a Jamaican guy, you know, standing in front of this overflowing river, basically shouting at nobody can cross the river, and this is the this would be the internet meme. That it
3 miles down the road is the Yalas River. Residents were forced to pay between $250 and $500 to cross, as transportation was restricted to either a heavy-duty vehicle or being lifted across.
Right now, nobody can cross it. The only who can't understand it. Cross it. Nobody can cross it. It's only fisherman and a fisherwoman. Trust me. Nobody can cross it. The only who can manage water. It's only something come over. All right, we around to help them. Nobody can swim. If you cannot swim, you can't cross it. Nobody can cross it if we are wrong to hit the
pole.
There you go. So that's the current. That is the internet meme of the week. I should probably have some kind of like thing for that. The news.
Why, thank you, Daniel. So in the news this week... It won't pull up. Hundreds of panties turn up along an Ohio road. Authorities in central Ohio are trying to solve a panties puzzle. Why panties hundreds of puzzle. Pairs of mostly women's underwear were dumped along the side of the road? Fairfield County Deputy Gary Hummel said Thursday the undergarments were found in trees and on hillsides in several spots this week on a road in somewhere about 30 miles southeast of Columbus. He says some of the panties were still folded the way they'd come in packaging, while others appeared to have been worn. There were nearly 1,700 pairs in all, in a mix of colors and patterns. Hummel says when collected, they filled 10 large trash bags. He says investigators are baffled as to where the panties came from.
Well, clearly they came from a panty truck.
Well, obviously, but I mean, what was the driver wearing some of them?
Well, if you're drunk enough to just start randomly putting on panties, there's no way you're going to last through 1,700 pairs, which would explain why some of them are still nice and folded.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wonder, and you know, who folds panties anyway? Does a machine do that?
I don't know. I know my husband, like, folds underwear to put it in the drawers.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, you know, at the factory or whatever, because you know they have those boards that you, like, fold shirts on. In fact, I've seen Wes, like,
yes,
folding
I was gonna
shirts
say,
on
Wes,
a board or whatever.
Wes Stone has one, yes.
I wonder if he has a board to fold his underwear on.
So you've gone to Wes's website, too. WesCleans.com.
I've heard about it. That you guys mention it a lot.
Yes, $39.95 a month, and you can watch Wes clean the apartment. It's really
An Arkansas man who wanted to capture aerial photos of his home during his first plane ride instead helped catch two men burglarizing it. Stephen Lynn said he could see the two taking items from his house. I looked down, and sure enough, there was a truck hooked onto a trailer, and guys were loading stuff up, Lynn told the Jonesboro Sun. It didn't seem to faze them that we were buzzing over in an airplane. We got down pretty low. Anyway, I wonder if he tweeted beforehand, won't be home for the next 3 days. I mean, I don't know, but that's pretty coincidental, you know? I mean, you're flying over your own house and you're like watching people take your LCD, you know, out of the door. I don't know.
I got nothing.
And this one's not really funny, but I just found
unlike the last one?
Shut up. Is someone supposed to take a drink when I select an unfunny news story or when I talk about sex? This one I found interesting.
You know what you should do? She should play that Anderson Cooper clip and then it would be funny.
Right. I can't do that. It'll explode. Since the dawn of civilization, we have disposed of our dead primarily in two ways, burial and burning.
Yes.
Now, there's another option.
Wait, before you answer, we'll throw in this dead bot. No, say yes. What is the right. What is the new answer?
Liquefaction.
Liquefaction.
So a Scottish company has installed its first commercial alkaline hydrolysis unit at a Florida funeral home. According to the BBC, the unit works by submerging corpses in a heated pressurized solution of water and potassium hydroxide, which liquefies all of the soft tissue in less than 3 hours. The bones are then removed from the unit and processed in a cremulator, the same machine that crushes bone fragments into ash following cremation. Metals and artificial joints, dental fillings, and implants are also removed. The liquefied body tissue can then be poured into the municipal water system.
Oh!
Tests show that it's sterile and contains no remnants of DNA.
All right. So I kind of like this idea, you know, that they're thinking outside of the box and everything, but instead of pouring it into the municipal water supply, perhaps they should consider...
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow. This is for the house, the car. A regular towel doesn't work wet. This works wet or dry. It holds 20 times its weight in liquid, cuts the job in half, doesn't drip, doesn't make a mess, wring it out.
Oh my God, he just wrung out Aunt Edna. There you go. That's how to make it dry.
Well, you know what I forgot in all of that excitement over reading my hilarious news stories?
Yes.
I completely forgot... The birthdays.
Oh, the birthdays.
The birthdays, and you need to play, evidently, the birthday song.
Okay.
Don't you have a birthday song?
I do have a birthday song, but I gotta find it. Let's see.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Happy birthday. All right. So birthdays for the past like month. So what
are
I'm
going
to
include Wes Stone in it?
Wes Stone.
Right.
Happy birthday, Wes.
Yay.
I don't know how old he was. Okay. I've got some music to play for you.
Well, I'm still playing the Dora song. So.
Well, so I guess I'll go over some of these other ones. Rachel Ray turned 43.
Yay.
Regis Philbin turned 80.
I was going to say didn't turn 43.
No, he did not. Someone who fits right in with the whole Dora theme, the whole children's theme, Paul Pee Wee Herman Rubens.
Ah, Paul Rubens.
Turned 59.
Ah.
Shania Twain turned 46.
Yes.
And then I have three that you're going to guess based on theme songs.
All right. Let's see. All right. Go ahead.
So here is the first one.
William Shatner.
Space. Well, no.
No.
But you're close. Gene Roddenberry.
Well, Gene Roddenberry's dead.
Who is dead? Why do you have this thing about not celebrating dead people's birthdays?
You don't typically celebrate dead people's birthdays.
They were still
birthdays.
Born.
Right, but you commemorate so, like their death or their passing or something. Anyway, go ahead. So Gene Roddenberry
was born 90 years ago.
So 90
on
years
August 19th, 1921.
Levelator is just going to have a fucking field day with this. All right, keep going.
So So anyway, so the next one is also one that you probably won't get, but we will try it anyway. So let's see if you get this one.
It is Sex in the City. So it would be, what's her name? Matthew Broderick's wife.
No, see, these were, it was Kim Cattrall, actually, who was the slut on Sex in the City. And she actually turned 55.
Oh, she's a cougar.
Wow. And then my favorite of all, one of my favorite TV shows ever in the whole world. I can't watch it anymore because it bores me, but I really love it. Yes. Back when I watched it.
Yes. Genie, I dream of Genie. She is a little genie, and she's a big old slut.
Boom. Now, this one is who you would expect it to be.
It's so Barbara Eden.
Yes, Barbara Eden turned 77.
That was before she shot JR, right?
What?
Can you lose the playback, please?
Is it really loud for you?
No, but I wanted to finish playing the...
Oh.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Yes, happy birthday, everyone. Anyway, so she's 77.
So Barbara Eden, she's dead, right?
No.
Oh.
She didn't die. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I know. She is not dead.
She's
dead. I would cry. I love Barbara Eden.
Oh, this would be the part of the song. This would be the part of the song? What the fuck am I saying? This would be the part of the show where normally I would chime in with... Unfortunately, nobody sent us any email or called us on the voicemail, so fuck all of you people.
Yeah, we got nothing. You know, maybe we're doing the show and, like, nobody is listening. You know what? I could say, for those of you who want to complain to Daniel, you could call in and complain.
That's right.
And then we could discuss your voicemail on the show.
I think that's why they don't call in. It's because they think that I'm going to make fun of their voicemail.
Well, that's not true. You get voicemails on other shows.
And I make fun of them. But, you know, it's all in, I don't mean to, you know, I will, if you call in, I promise I will bite my tongue. I will not say anything. Whatever. You can taunt me in the voicemail. You can, you know, try to upset me in the voicemail. Whatever you want to do, I will sit here and I will quietly take it and I will not make fun of it.
I don't believe that.
It's like a thing. It's like a challenge.
You can't not make fun of people.
I can too. I mean,
it's in your genes.
Here's your mission: to call into Dubious Intent Plus and leave a voicemail, being as mean as you want to Daniel, and he will not respond. Well, he will respond, but he'll just be very nice about it. Thank you for that voicemail.
Sorry, this has actually never happened to me.
Oh, that's what she said.
Oh, I see this sort of thing on YouTube and you don't think
you know what? You should put that on a, you should definitely put that on a soundboard.
I need to. I'm going to have to just, you know, isolate the parts that are actually him laughing, but it's pretty hilarious.
That's right.
It makes me laugh every time.
Well, it should make you laugh every time because laughter is infectious. And do you know why laughter is infectious?
No, I do not.
Because it's infinite. Dubious Intent Plus was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2DI+. That's 2x2DI+. Or you can send us an email. I am Daniel J. Brewer. He is adamburns.uk. Both of them end in @gmail.com. You can also find us on Google+, and you could probably find Adam on Twitter or Facebook or MySpace or gay.com or any one of those old technologies that I no longer use.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Sex.
No, you can't say that. You're being stifled.
That's all I want to say.
All right.
I'm going to make a poster. Free the sex.
Wait, just take the out of it, and then your poster is just going to say free sex. That's going to give out the wrong... That's gonna, anyway, goodbye, Adam.
Bye.